Okay, I would like you to try logging into PuTTY. Most of you have made it at some point, right? So go ahead and log into PuTTY while I'm trying to get this up here. And make sure that you can. So you've got two passwords, right? And my notes say that you are going to see at some point MySQL, except that they didn't tell me that they had changed. And so now you see MariaDB. And MariaDB is apparently a version of MySQL that they decided they liked better. So it came as a surprise to me as well as to you when it wasn't MySQL anymore, but it was MariaDB. Okay? Supposedly, everything will work the same as if you had MySQL. And we'll find out if that is true as we go along. Okay, so supposedly, everything is going to work. And I had mentioned that it would have been nice to share this change with me so that I could share it with you. However, anyway, so that's how you log in, and you have a login to get into PuTTY, and then you continue on. Is anybody having problems with that? Have you gotten into PuTTY okay? So that you can go in and work within. Now, what we're going to do is, once you're in PuTTY, you can basically do the MySQL, and I'm going to continue to call it MySQL because that's what I'll think about, but you can do the commands there. So we're going to play around with looking at what is happening in, when you go in through PuTTY and in through MySQL. And then in a week or two, we're going to actually go in and do it with PHP. Because in the PHP, you can actually create tables, you can check tables, you can write the PHP to do it. So you can either go in and directly work with the database, or you can do the PHP to do it. Okay, so if I come over here and look at the beginning MySQL notes, that talks about how and I want this one as well. Okay, so basically these are the notes that I put up last time. My host name is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Okay, so I type in the host name, and then I click, if I want to change the colors, okay, I can come over here and click on colors. And when I do that, it allows me to change a background color and it allows me to change the foreground color. So if I'm doing this, I prefer to have my background color the white and my foreground color the black. But the way it's going to come up is background is going to be black, foreground is going to be white. So if I want to change it, I can go in there and click on colors. And it changes. And let me just take a picture of that. There we go. Okay, so that's the first thing that I'm going to do. Okay? So if you want to check, change colors, you can click on colors and change the foreground and background. Okay, so first I'm logging into CIS with the traditional password. Wait a minute, what did I just do? Just one minute. Paper layout is, I think, what I want. Say that again.
I don't have PuTTY on my computer.
You don't. You must have PuTTY there someplace. Have you looked under?
No, where PuTTY? This one says PuTTY dot RND.
PuTTY.
Minimize this. It's a desktop. Would you see CIS? Open all CIS.
Hiding in there.
Okay, you got it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on here. You want CIS web and I click load. Okay. Okay, now you can log in.
And it's a two-step login process. Okay, so you go in and the first thing you do is the login as, and you give it a password. Okay, and that's the first password. That's your Linux password to get in. Okay? So with your Linux password, and I'm not doing a very good job.
So we have to put our password?
Your Linux password.
Use your user ID.
Okay.
And did you get, you must have gotten an email with the Linux password.
It would be the same password you're using to get into your WCP, you know, when you log in, use that password.
Okay.
This is the right one. Now you want to put in your Linux password.
Yeah,
actually,
like that.
That's
what you always find it.
Yes.
Okay.
The plan.
Because
I'm
going to
use
your other password. There's two passwords, but they shouldn't use
that. They would have sent you the two passwords. Call them, I think, Linux and MySQL. Okay. Once you get in, it comes back with your username and it says CIS Web. And you're going to type MySQL hyphen U, your username hyphen P.
Okay,
so you're typing this is your
username. First.
Okay. And so you're typing MySQL, even though we're in MariaDB, they kind of, whatever. So you're typing MySQL hyphen U, then your username hyphen P. And when it comes up with a password, you're typing the second password that it wanted you to type. Okay, is everybody getting in okay? Yeah, no? Just let me take a picture of that and then I'll reduce this. Okay, so if you're going into PuTTY, you go into CIS software and there's PuTTY EXE. So PuTTY is in under, okay, what they decided to do is put everything that we would need under CIS software.
And how would I be able to download that file?
I think I have the address on my thing, but just look up PuTTY and you can download it.
Okay, well, I looked on it, on that PuTTY,
he ended up with something, I don't know what he ended up around his laptop for Putty.
Okay, then let's stick here. And let's get back out and go in.
And passwords? No.
If you go into CIS software, okay, then Putty is one of the things that you can choose. Okay, so if I choose CIF software and I hit the Putty, that's what I was just talking about when I was showing you what you enter in. That was what I got. So if you go into CIF software and then you hit Putty, okay, then you come up with this. And you're typing in here, as I said, cisweb.bristolcc.edu. If you want to change the colors, you're clicking on colors. And when you change the colors, it actually comes up with, if I say modify, when I click on colors, it actually comes up with where you can set the default foreground and where you can set the default background. So if you want different colors, and if you're going to take pictures of screens, I think you will find that you want to change the colors to get a white background and a black foreground. Because the...
I don't have a password for my SQL.
He found
that
thing with his passwords, but he doesn't have one for SQL. He's only got two passwords.
What? Say that again.
Yeah,
okay. Oh dear. All right. Well, we will have to. You'll have to go to the help desk and get help. And I don't know why they didn't send it here. But I guess what I would say now is, why don't you move over
and talk
with her? Okay. I don't know why they didn't send you the password. I'll look at home when I get my home because I have a list of them. Okay. Right, if you watch her, then you'll see it, and then we can work on getting yours. Okay, so if you want to change the color, you can go ahead and change the color, and then you log in. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the handout that I was looking at. And that's not the one I want. That one. Okay, so you basically are going in, logging in, and then once you get in and get the username @CISWeb, you're typing MySQL-U, your username -P. Then it asks for a password and you enter the password in, and at that point you're going to get the MariaDB and the none over there. So that's what you should be getting once you get in. Okay? So you should be getting the MariaDB.
Okay.
So that gets you in, and if you look at my notes had a MySQL here as opposed to the MariaDB. And apparently MariaDB works exactly like MySQL, but for some reason I like it better. Yeah.
Access denied.
Okay. This is because
okay, and you've got the two passwords.
When I did show data.
Okay, and that's the Linux one. And then the second one would be the one that would use the second time to show
That is the command.
Okay,
that show
yes, sir.
You
know, I'll try it one more time.
I've only got two databases out here. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
CIS web, but still success.
But these are databases that I created. The rest of this, I'm just experimenting.
26, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
Okay, then you hit enter, and you enter that first password. The Linux, whatever you want to write.
There's so many on there.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to know.
It's
putty dark. Okay, so now you're going to enter MySQL.
I don't really know. I don't remember.
Just MySQL first. Type MySQL. No, all lowercase.
After. Get your password.
And then space. Nope, it's not. So MySQL, then a space U, a hyphen U, I'm sorry. Space hyphen U. Hyphen U, space, your MySQL password. The second password they gave you. And then space hyphen P. And I gave you the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
Oops.
An idiot. That should have gone down there, and that should have said P on F to Chico. So you're going to have to just hit enter again.
Okay.
All right.
So it must be.
No. Just hit enter again.
I wasn't paying attention.
For some reason, you're in Maria. I would trust that you're actually there, but it seems to say that you're there.
The actual create. Our instructor has
say show show databases.
If you go to
show
the
databases.
First one over here, week 5. Okay, and you go through
and
this.
And semicolon.
All right.
It's been a while since
she had already created it.
Yeah.
Out there for
no,
us.
No, it didn't work. Right. So you're going to have to go back. And that should have been your username and then that password down there. Okay, and I said the wrong thing.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Before you go on, how do I clear the screen? I know in Linux I hit clear and it clears it. So how do I clear my screen in Linux as well? No,
because I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you just type clear didn't work.
I tried
again.
That. No.
I guess I never want to because I always want to be able to roll back and see what I've done.
I like to clear my screen because I get confused.
Okay. Just look it up.
At some point, I'll figure it out.
Okay, so what you're doing here again is you are logging in with your Linux password and your regular username. Once you get logged in with the Linux password, it comes back, gives you your username, @CISWeb. And at that point, you're typing MySQL, -u, space your username, -p.
$.
And then it asks for your password, and you're going to type the password they gave you as the MySQL password. And at that point, you should be in. And knowing you're in is when you see this MariaDB down there. And that tells you that you're in. Okay? Questions? Is everybody in? No, huh? Okay, do you have, what did it give you for your user? Okay, so there's your Linux password, there's your MySQL password. Okay, so you're supposed to be going, okay, just go back in, let's start over. Okay, so bring up Putty. CISWeb.bristolcc.edu. You've got yours in. Would you look in?
I was trying to help it out, but it didn't seem like you were doing anything wrong.
Okay. And so type in your username, which is right there. Wait a minute, that's not your username. So go back out and
back in again. Okay, there's your username. Yes, the next password.
And that's in the DB, which is what we use.
Okay, and you wouldn't let me, you just paste it?
Yes.
Okay, just try type, I won't let you type.
Yep. Yeah, that's how it works, it still works.
Yeah, it still works, so go ahead. No, it's not. Okay, go out and start it, come back in again from scratch. Oh no, you're there. Okay. Yeah, that's there. So now you're typing the MySQL.
The caps are what you're doing, you gotta really make sure that.
Okay, space, hyphen U, space, your username, including the number, space, hyphen P. Hit enter. And now that's your password, MySQL password. Well, you can probably. And, okay, so where do we stand? Okay, so you're there, wait a minute, whoa. All right, so here you're typing MySQL, space, hyphen U, space, your username, space, hyphen P, and hit enter, and now the MySQL password. And you're there. Okay? Anybody else? Are you at the MariaDB? So at the MariaDB, you can now start doing stuff. It's like MySQL prompt. And again, I didn't know they were making the switch, so my notes didn't get changed. I probably wouldn't have anyway. I'd probably just written a note to you and said, okay, expect to see MariaDB as opposed to MySQL. Okay? So, once you get that done, then you can go in and I can create a database. You can't create a database. So what you should be typing at this point is show databases with a semicolon. Okay, so you should be typing show databases with a semicolon. And when you do that, I believe it's going to show you four databases. Yes, no, four. The two that have your name in them are the two that they have set up for you. Basically, they decided they didn't have room for students to be creating databases left and right. Okay? So they basically set up two databases for you. Most people just use one. If you want two, that's fine. And so you now are going to type at this prompt, you're going to type use and then one of your databases. Okay, whichever one you want to choose. But you're going to type use and then one of your databases. Okay? So that means you're now inside a database.
Access denied. I did it wrong.
Okay.
Be bad.
All right, good. It's always good when it's your problem.
Yep.
Okay, so again, you're going to say, I wrote create because I can create. You're going to write show databases. And it is going to give you four different databases. Two have your name in them. And you want to pick one of the ones that has your name. And it doesn't really matter which one you pick.
And so you're going to type use in that database. Okay, now in the real world, they gave me more power, so I can say create a database and then use it. But they did the creates for you, and they have limited you to just using those two databases. Okay? And it doesn't matter. In the real world, you have a database maybe having to do with inventory and a database having to do with payroll. But I can put as many different databases in as I want to. I mean, as many different tables in as I want to in the database. So you're fine. So, I have now told it that I want to use... Okay, I want to use a particular database, and you're going to pick yours. Now, once I'm inside there and have hit enter, it now shows MariaDB with the name of the database there. Now I can go ahead and I can create a table. So I created a table that I called first, and I simply put an ID and a name in it. Okay? Text fields are bear care fields. And so for now, I just use bear care, and we'll talk about other kinds of types in a minute. So I said create table, and I gave it the name first. And then I said ID number is going to be bear care 3, and name is going to be bear care 3. Now notice I wrote create table first. Then I put an opening parenthesis. I put my first field, which I called ID, VearCare 3, and then I put a comma. And then I put my next field, which was name VearCare 20, and I close the parenthesis. The way that you write this is you put the type of character, which is VearCare, which is string. And then in parenthesis, you put the length. So my ID is a character field for 3 characters, and my name is a character field for 20 characters. Okay.
I can't see the screen.
You can't see the screen. Can you just bring up on a separate screen and bring up the handout?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Okay, if you can't see what I've got up here, then bring up this handout. Okay, the handout is, let me open. Okay, I'm down here in week 5, and I'm looking at the handout that says using PuTTY in MySQL as of February 16th. So that's the handout that I'm looking at. And if you want to bring that up in another window, then you can follow it and have the MySQL, the PuTTY thing kind of on top of it. Good morning, Jake. Okay. So bring up that handout if you can't see it up here on the screen, and it follows it through. And basically what I want you to do is do what I did. So at this point, if you haven't created a table, I'd go and create a table. If you've already done that, I'd create another table. Okay? Then create a fourth. Then create a fifth. Whatever.
Oh. Damn it.
Now, if you come back to my home page, data types on week 6, data types gives you the different kind of types that you can have. And you're going to be looking at MySQL, and those are the different data types that are possible. And the one I was using is this bear care field. Character is a fixed length. their care is a variable length. And it shows the maximum size. With character, it is the field size. So if I say character and I type and I say three characters and I say character and I type AB, it thinks of that as AB space because I said three characters. With their care, if I said three and I typed AB, it would just think of it as AB because it's a variable number of characters. Okay, the other one that you can use is a number, enum, and number types. You can have integer. So there's a bunch of different types. You can have double, you can have decimal, kind of like you had in Access if you were in 120. So you can go and look up the types in here if you want to use types. But if you just stick with what I did for now, let's see where I have it. I just made it a ID number and a name. Then if I want to see the structure, okay, when you create a database table, there are two parts to it. There are the structure, and then there is the data. So after I have created the table, I want to check out the structure, and I write DESC and the name of the table. And that gives me the structure of the table. Okay, so it now says a field is ID number, it's varchar 3, name is varchar 20, they can be null and they can be because I didn't make any settings. Okay, later on I can make some settings. But DESC, which stands for describe, and you can actually type the whole word describe, describes the table. So if I've got a table and I forget what it was, what the structure is, I can enter DESC and it will show me the structure of the table. Okay? And that's actually important if you have a table that you haven't used in a while, that you can get the table. Okay. Let's see. So after I have described it, I decided to put data into it. And when I do the insert, I said insert into first, because that was the name of my table. Then I write, and I usually go down to the next line, but it's not a requirement. You can keep writing all in the same line. I go down to the next line just more for clarity than anything else. And so I said values. And then I have the parenthesis, and I'm going to put the values in. Well, there are only two fields in my table, so I only need to put in two fields. If I had 10 fields in my table, I'd have to enter all 10. So I am putting in, because I made it varchar, that means it's character, so I'm putting it in quotes. And you should use single quotes. So I've got single quotes, 111, comma, as a separator of fields, and then Susan Ash is also in quotes. And then I went down and I inserted a second thing, so I said insert into my table called first, values 222, David French. And then I wanted to see if that had worked, so I did select asterisk from first. And it shows me the stuff that I put in. Okay, has everybody done something similar to this? If not, do it now. Create a table and populate the table. And if you've created 20 tables already, then create a 21st table. Okay? So create a table and then insert into it. And for now, we're not going to worry about nulls and defaults and all that stuff, but we'll get to those. Listen to her. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, sorry, I looked at it. It looks the same.
What?
The putty. He's just got his putty on his laptop.
Oh, okay.
Looks the same. Looks the same on
starting to create the table. SQL very proudly declares that it only has a limited number of commands. However, they kind of forget to mention all the clauses that go with the commands. So the select statement can go on for a page or two sometimes with all of the clauses that you can put on it. It's only one command, but when you look at all those clauses, it's a lot of stuff. Okay. I think that's the end of what I did there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What is the 3 and 20 mean again in the bar chart?
Just the maximum size. So it's set up that I'm supposed to only be able to enter 20 characters maximum.
For the name?
For the name, right.
And the IDs have to be 3?
Three or less. It doesn't care about less, but once I put the 3 there, it maxes out at 3. And if I try to insert something that was too big in my SQL, it would give me an error, and I'm assuming in MariaDB it will give me an error. So far, it has been consistent with my SQL. I'm waiting for the first thing that I discover that doesn't work the same. Okay, so again, you're doing a create of a table, describing the table, and inserting data into the table.
What was the reason behind, again, they changed the database name from MySQL to, say, MariaDB?
Because they thought it would be a good thing to do. That's about as far as I could go. They said that they thought it was more effective and more something or other and et cetera. And
new and improved.
New and improved. And I said, okay, next time you do new and improved, could you at least run it by me so that I can try out the new and improved version? But anyway. So we are now trying to cope and hoping that it works.
I'm getting access denied on my user ID.
Okay, are you using the Linux and the MySQL IDs?
Correct.
And
I'm actually on the command to create the database.
You're on, okay, you're in there, all right. So you can't create a database. You have to do show databases and pick one of the ones that has your name in it, and then say use with that database name. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so now we're going to look at more, go back to week 6, go to where I wrote more SQL and open that, because that is what we're going to look at now. Okay?
I'm getting access denied every time I try to use one of the databases listed.
One of the ones with your name in it?
Yes, ma'am. I tried the one of the ones with my name in it and one of the ones without my name in it.
Okay, and you said use, no, you're supposed to, okay. Use database and the semicolon after it?
Try the other one. This is two.
Okay, now let's see if it just ignore that and see if you do a create table, whatever. And then, okay, hit enter. No semicolon, sorry. And then create table now, put a parenthesis. No, you've got the create table, so now put the parenthesis. And then ID number, VearCare3. ID number, space, VearCare, the parenthesis 3. Okay, comma, name, space, VearCare, with 20 in parenthesis. Okay, another close parenthesis, semicolon. Okay. No database selected, so it just still didn't like it. Sometimes it gives you that error, and it's not the same. I have no idea why it's not letting you choose a database.
Let me try logging out.
Okay. Because you should be able to choose one.
Okay, so if you look at this MySQL handout and bring that up, you can try as much as you want to as we're going along, but I want to just go through and explain how this works. So bring up this handout so that you can see it. It's under the current week, and it is called More SQL. So it's under the current week, and it's called More SQL. Okay, so bring it up such that you can see it. Okay, so here I created a table and I used different data types, and there's a lot that you can use. So I said I wanted an ID number that was 4 characters, a name that was 20, a major that was 2, number of credits that I made a small integer, and GPA that I said was going to be a floating number, with 3 characters, 2 of which are decimal. You should always check when you are doing a decimal number. Some languages, and I always have to check because I forget which are which. Some languages, this would be read as 3 whole numbers, 2 decimal. Some languages, the 3 would be read as a total of 3 characters, 2 of which are decimal. And so basically you have to experiment. I don't remember, usually, which ones are which. I just go in and try it. Okay, so it can be either 3 whole numbers, 2 decimal, or total of 3, 2 of which are decimal. And you have to, when you're working with a database, figure that out. Okay, so I said create this table. And then I said show tables again. Okay. And then I came down and said describe the other table. Okay, so I said DESC other table, and it comes up and it describes the table for me. So once I've created a table, I can always do a DESC and see the table described. Okay, then if I decide that I messed up on the description, This is view, layout, paper layout. Why isn't it just kind of going down? There it is. All right. I can alter the table. So if I decide that I made a mistake when I created the structure, the alter command lets me alter the structure. And there's a lot of clauses that you can put on to make the alter work. So if there's something you want to do to change the structure of the table, if you go and look up alter, you'll find probably how you can do it. Okay, there's a whole lot of things that you can do. In this one, I said alter the table, other table. Add, so I'm adding a field called advisor, which is VARE 20. And when I do a DESC, you can see that advisor is now a field. Okay, so add is one of the things. If I decide that my table needs another field, I can go in and alter the table and I can add another field to it. Down below, I did another alter, and this time I said modify. The name had been 20 characters. I decided that wasn't enough. I wanted to change the name to be 25 characters. So I did an alter with a modify. Okay. And so I modified one, and then I decided I really didn't want that advisor one that I had just put in. So I said alter the table and drop a column. Okay, so I can go in, and maintenance involves three things. Being able to add something, being able to change something, which I do with modify, and being able to delete something, which I do with drop. So I can go in and modify this table with add, modify, or drop, and create the structure that I want to see. Okay, so that's how I can modify the table. Then if you look down, I did an insert. And so this time, and notice I just kind of kept going all in one line here. And that works. Usually I put values on the second line just because I think it looks better. But in fact, nobody's going to look at this but me, so what does it matter? Okay, so I've got insert into the table values, parentheses, and then I put in the fields, and I have to have something for each field. Later we'll talk about how you cannot have something for each field, but for now I'm going to put in something for each field. So I've got values, and I put in a value for Susan Ash. I put in a whole lot of values down there. Okay, so in the value, I put in an ID, a name, number of courses, GPA. Notice that I have quotes around anything that is a VARE or a character, but I don't have quotes around the numeric fields. So I have 15 for number of courses and 3.6 for GPA for Susan. Okay, but I don't have quotes around the numbers. Questions? Okay. So now I've got the table. And if I want to see everything, asterisk, select asterisk gets me all of the fields. So when I say select asterisk, I'm getting all of the fields. Okay, so select asterisk from other table shows me everything. Okay. Now, I can also add a where clause to my select. As I said, there's about a gazillion clauses I can add in. And the where clause sets conditions. Okay? These are queries. I'm doing a query. I want to see something. And so I said here, I only want to see the records where the major is CI and the number of credits is greater than 25 or the GPA is greater than 3.5. So I can set up a reasonably complex where clause, and only records that meet that criteria are going to show up. Okay? So for this particular one, I've said the major has to be CI, and that parenthesis kind of can be read as an either, and number of courses greater than 24, in which case I will display. If the number of courses is not greater than 24, I have one other possibility. Is the GPA greater than 3.5? And if it is, I will display. And if it isn't, I'm out of luck and I don't display. And if it's not CI, I'm out of luck and I don't display. So I've said it's got to be CI and either of the other two things, either one or the other. Okay. So what I'd like you to do now is go ahead and create a table that has some other fields on it, similar to the one I've done, and then do a couple of selects where you see records that meet criteria. In this case, all of the majors are CI. If the number of course isn't greater than 24, then the GPA is greater than 3.5. So when I look here, there's only one that doesn't have a number of course greater than 24, but it does have a GPA of 3.6, which is greater than 3.5. So it shows up. So take a couple of minutes, and we'll see how long it takes, but create a table that's more like the table that I created on this handout. You can go back and look at it and then experiment with the select. Okay, so that you, I'm sure that you are comfortable with making tables. Did you ever get in?
I still have no access to use or create tables. I can get in, but I can't do that. Would an overdue library CD for C++ have locked me out?
I hope not. I tend not to think that that's sophisticated.
I took a CD out of the library on C++. Okay. It's overdue. I got the notice the other day, this morning, like 3 a.m.
So we went to 3 a.m. Okay.
I fell behind in my own audit, so I got a part of a week and a half ago catching up to take the exam last Wednesday, which I passed with a 90.
I'm just going to go to the computer lab to get the MySQL password.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I'm trying to catch up with everyone else.
Thank you.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, and okay, so create database, it doesn't let you do, and that's fine.
I tried use database.
And it should use database. Use database is what you all use, right? And it worked fine. No, you can't have create. I'm absolutely positive of that. Well, that's not true. Who knows what they gave you for Apollo, but they shouldn't have given it to you. So use database, access denied. And you came back in, you logged back in. Now what's all this stuff up here?
I did help you. Maybe I thought I was doing the command wrong, so I had done help use.
Okay. Okay, go back out and let me watch you go back in. I think that's probably the best way. So just to, no, get rid of Putty and let's start all over.
So here.
This is your Linux password.
Yes, ma'am. I have to look it up and add it on here.
I don't blame you. We've got too many passwords on our lives. Okay. So now you're taking MySQL. These up.
He just had a new baby with his wife.
Yes.
Yeah, and I gave him, I'm the father of triplets.
Yeah. Bless you.
Yeah, well, no, please don't bless me again. gave him a unique tip on how to potty train.
How old are your triplets?
They'll be 13 this May.
Okay. So you have indeed, now you just have teenage with triplets.
I already paid for one divorce. I guess I have to pay for one wedding at this point. Three college educations.
Anybody else having problems?
Okay. So you're the only problem at this point.
The only problem, Charlie?
Yep. And I don't see what you're doing wrong, so I'd go and talk to Eric. He comes in around 2.
All right. Okay. I literally was up until about 3:30 this morning, in a full session from like 8 a.m. to that point. Part of it here, part of it at home, to try to catch up on all my other classes. And that's why I was late. I slept right through the alarm. I literally fell asleep in my clothes.
I also missed one of these little lines here.
All right. Do you have a test user I might be able to use?
No, unfortunately, I don't. They don't give me those.
That's okay.
And if you know all of this that I've already explained, then just keep going with this handout and try some of the other things down below. Some of the other queries. Yeah.
What does upper mean?
Convert to uppercase. So upper major means no matter what they typed in, for this comparison purposes, convert it to uppercase. That's right. So that if I don't trust my user to do the right case, I can put that on and then compare to uppercase CI. And so no matter what they typed, it will be temporarily, for the comparison, converted to uppercase.
So if you don't type that and do lowercase, it won't bring anything.
That's right, exactly. Okay, so that just guarantees me the best possible outcome. And the one below it says lower, and it's the same thing. It will convert it to lower. And then there's also camel case. I'm trying to remember how they write camel case, but that does capital small.
Of course, lower
capital. Yeah. Try some different queries where you query for just major equals CI or just number of courses greater than 24. Put in some ands and ors. Just experiment with it. And then we will move on. But I want to make sure everybody's got the basics today. And then we'll move on Thursday. You okay and everything? Any questions? The ones that I have down here, we were just asked about the upper. Upper means it's a function to convert this temporarily to uppercase for comparison purposes. And I thought I had a lower in there. I guess I don't, but you can have lower. And concatenates two things together as one. So you can see name and major. Major is now attached, basically, to name. So concatenates the two fields together. Okay, I'm not going to do anything else today, so if you're comfortable with it, we've only got about 4 more minutes, so 4 more minutes of experimenting or whatever, but I'm not going to get into anything else today. I'm stopping with concat. So try concat, try the upper function. Concat and upper are functions that act on the data. So concatenate is a function that concatenates the two together. Upper is a function that converts it to uppercase. How many of you have taken the Oracle course or are taking it? Okay. You'll notice that the assignment that I gave is the first assignment on this is the same as the first assignment I gave in Oracle. And I did that on purpose so that anybody that's in both classes can see the similarities and differences.
I can't remember that.
And we will go over some other things that are covered in that assignment on Thursday. So if you're not comfortable, wait until Thursday before you do it, or do part of it now, and we'll cover the rest of the things you need for it on by Thursday. Welcome to leave.